Welcome to the Conversation Changers podcast. We are trying to change the way people think about poverty. We work with people from all walks of life, learning about how people might bridge the gap between poverty and privilege. This week, Laura and Todd interviewed a member of the bridging team in Peterborough, David Marshall, who participated as a mentor. In today's episode, he reveals some of his learning experiences from the program. We hope the interview you hear today gets you thinking about changing your conversations about poverty. And now from Peterborough, Laura and Todd.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hi, I'm Todd. Today we're bringing you our first interview, as mentioned earlier. We chose to talk to David because we knew he'd be a good interview subject and thought that he would be a good first guest.
In our work at Bedford House, we have different expectations about confidentiality, depending on the place or topics being discussed. The topics discussed in this interview stem from our bridging team that met every Wednesday. The bridging team is always confidential, so before we began this interview, I asked David's permission to discuss some of the things you'll hear us talk about. I've known David for a long time. During our meetings, we form groups of three called triads, which are listening and sharing exercise. And the first time I experienced this, David was a part of my triad. He shares without hesitation. David's energy and openness were a big part of the quality of the experience of the bridging team for me.
And now, without further ado, here's the interview.
Thank you for being here with us today, David. My first question for you is about, are there any daily practices in your life, and how do they add value to your life?
Yes, there are. I have a practice every morning at the beginning. It's a gratitude practice where I make my cup of coffee, and I've built this little thingy in the backyard, which is a little hut with a Buddha image in it and some cool rocks and some cool Irish moss. And I recite something when I come out the door that's meant to evoke sort of an understanding or my understanding of how the world is. And then I go out and say, "Hi, everybody," all of the birds and the trees and et cetera that are out there. And I offer my gratitude and appreciation for the gift of my life, and I express the intention of helping all beings, particularly in this area. And so I then offer to the sort of life force spirits of Kawartha, the Kawartha region. So that's a daily thing. And then I also have meditation practices that I do. Some that are kind of formal and some not so formal. I'm developing kind of hybrid practices that take the formal stuff I've learned and just blend that with sitting out in nature as much as I can. So, yeah.
Nice.
That's what I do.
Okay, so I got a good question for you. So you served as a mentor on our bridging team and agreed to be interviewed with us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, such as what do you enjoy doing, and maybe you can tell us what it's like for you to be here today.
Ooh. Complicated and big questions. What was the first part?
Yeah, Todd, did you just amalgamate all your questions into one question?
That's what I've got written down. Okay, well,
try delivering just the first part and see what David can do with that.
Yeah, we'll try that again.
I'll take off the
three-part question and make it one.
Okay.
Right. So
my poor little brain just can't follow.
Take two. All right. You served as a mentor on our bridging team and agreed to be interviewed by us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, such as what you enjoy doing?
Okay. You sent me the question earlier, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I reflected on that quite a bit. And it links pretty well, my reflections, to the second part of your question, what do I enjoy doing? I don't like looking backwards. So when I thought about how am I going to tell people about myself, the last thing I wanted to do was recite my resume, my life history, all of that stuff. I really try to keep myself oriented towards how I'm feeling now, what I'm doing, and is what I'm doing congruent with my principles. And if I do that, then I enjoy it, basically. There's lots of things I distract myself with, binging on Netflix shows, the usual stuff, which is enjoyable in its own way, but what really gets me going is doing something that I feel like some kind of positive force is moving in me, whether you call it creative or just engaged or it's something like that. So, and recently I've started writing again, and I haven't written for a long time, and I just feel really jazzed by that. And it's all just sort of junk right now, little bits and phrases and image and maybe three words put together. But just to do that and to feel like what's coming out is related to what I believe in, I suppose. That's what I enjoy most. And what I believe in the most is probably doing what I can to turn the environmental situation around. That's been my thing since I was a kid, and I feel ever more strongly that that's what we all kind of need to do in our own way, whatever that is. So, yeah, heavy philosophical answer. I also enjoy drinking beer. Netflix, I've already mentioned. Being lazy, goofing off, all that stuff. If I get too heavy-handed with myself, it takes the fun out of it.
Well, that's great. Thanks, David.
Okay, so should it be my turn again?
I think we can alternate. If that's okay with you, David.
Yes.
I have no idea what's coming next.
David's just our victim here today. Thank you for going with the flow so kindly. In our bridging teams, we, after, our potluck suppers, we would gather in a circle, and one member of the bridging team was invited to tell a story about themselves. One of my favorite memories is when I finished telling my story, the feedback that I got from David was a song, which was so heartwarming. I'm just going to move on so I don't have to cry. I wanted to ask you, David, how did you feel telling your story?
Well, part of me was wondering why I wanted to go back into that ancient history, because I picked something that happened to me in high school that kind of shaped my attitudes for the rest of my life. But as I got into it, what I remember was just this feeling of, well, revisiting, but also kind of further unburdening myself of all of that heavy trip, because it was a story about, I'm old, really old. So it was a story about Vietnam War-related political Kent State massacre trauma, right? And I felt myself feeling lighter as I told it, particularly to that circle, because it was, for so many of us in bridging teams, the storytelling was just like the best. And by that point, a bunch of people had told their stories. So for me, as I told it, it started off with kind of the heavy drama that I often felt when I reflected on that part of my life. And by the end of it, it's like, yeah, that happened. Wasn't that really cool? That I actually lived through that kind of interesting experience. And I didn't feel as weighed down by it. So that's what I felt. And of course, the reaction of people was just great, as it always is. Feedback.
Yeah, that's the best part. Thank you.
Yeah, Now, I know you've been asked this many times, and hopefully I can indulge you once more. What was the mentoring experience like for you?
Yeah, so that was another question you sent out to me earlier, so I got to really chew on it. And there's just this wide range of emotions and feelings and Laura's desserts, just everything. all this cool stuff. But what it really boiled down to for me, what really sticks, is that there's been a bunch of times in my life where through life circumstances, didn't get to choose who I hung out with, didn't get to choose who was going to be my friend. It was just thrown into various situations, and we all experience this, so I'm not going to detail them. But I found over my life that the less choice I have, the more potential richness there is. So I chose to join bridging teams, but I had no idea who was going to show up. And it was just incredible, and still is. I mean, I still feel just a lot of warm fuzzies towards everybody who is in the group. And although I've decided to pull back from the regular meetings, I still feel just really close to people through sharing of stories and food and all of that other stuff. So that's what I take away, is that the less control I have over who I hang out with, the greater the richness. And I would say bridging teams is at the top of the list. People from walks of life that are really different from mine. And just learning more about what people have to deal with, the kind of obstacles they face, the kind of challenges they've had, the victories, the incredible victories they've had against really heavy odds, much heavier odds than I've experienced in my life. That's what's really been great for me about the mentoring experience. And I hate using mentoring anymore, right? It just kind of falls apart after a while. I walk into the bridging team saying, I'm going to be a mentor. And, it becomes so silly after about the second or third meeting. It's just about enjoying the people you're with.
I'm sure that all of the people will be happy to hear that you said that about it. So that's wonderful. Thanks.
Yeah. My next question, I want to ask you to tell us about the Animal Sounds icebreaker. This was one of my favorite moments. It really opened my heart to the joy that was inherent in the process. So I know it's one of your favorite fun times, too. So I thought I'd ask you to share that memory with us.
Well, it actually, when I think about it, it really bums me out that I didn't win, because the person I was supposed to find was so cracking up so much from my animal sounds. It was like, where's the other...
For the record, that was me, and I was laughing so hard, the best I could do was a lame armpit scratch.
So it was monkey noises, and I just tried to do them there, and I realized it was more like my pig noise. And I don't want to do the monkey thing, because it'll just, peg out the recorder here. Yeah, that was great. It was like, so where's the other monkey? Yes, that remains a highlight.
Thank you.
Well, I'll try to follow that with something serious. And finally, this is probably something that we'd like for you to let everyone know, is what would you say to someone that would consider joining a bridging team?
Just do it. really, I mean, it sounds a bit trite, but particularly if you're hesitant, you feel like you have nothing to offer, you feel like you won't really be able to mesh with people, or you might not really get what's going on. All of those feelings are really good signs that you're ready to do it. Because it, like what I said earlier, it's you know, just go in without any expectations. Just see what happens, and see what happens for you in that process. You're just being thrown in with a bunch of people you haven't met before, and the discovery of who these people are and who you are and who you even become while you're hanging out with them is just, it's pretty amazing. So.
That's great. Thanks, David.
Thank you, David, for coming to the Choir Loft to record this with us. It's been really nice to be in the same room as your peaceful energy again.
Thanks, Laura. Do you have a quote for us today?
I do. I thought a quote from Samuel Taylor Coleridge would be appropriate. Friendship is a sheltering tree.
Thanks, Laura, and thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the generous support of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the people of Greenwood in the United Church of Canada, the City of Peterborough, the Mount Community Centre, and many individual sponsors, people like you who want to change the conversation. Our team for this podcast was Laura, Greg, Todd, and L.A. Thank you to our guest, David Marshall, and thank you for listening. We can be found at bridgespeterborough.ca.